and more now on Mr. Bush's State of the Union address and specifically his call to revamp one of the most popular government programs in history, Social Security. The president started by praising the program.
Social Security was a great moral success of the 20th century, and we must honor its great purposes in this new century.
But the president says the program needs changes, and the fight over change will be one of the biggest battles in Washington this year. Joining us to discuss the looming Social Security showdown is Slate's Will Salatin. Will, welcome back to the program. And where do we stand as the effort to privatize parts of the Social Security system get underway? Is this going to be a really partisan fight?
Well, it looks that way. Obviously, the president was hoping to avoid that. This tour that he's embarking on to sell the Social Security plan, of course, goes through five states where six Democratic senators who are regarded as centrists and who were thought by the White House to be susceptible to persuasion on this point. Unfortunately, already before the State of the Union, I believe every one of those senators, with the possible exception of Ben Nelson of Nebraska, came out against the essence of the president's Social Security plan, which was the diversion of some funds to these personal accounts. So already he's not getting the Democratic support, and it's been said by many Republicans on the Hill, without Democratic support, he cannot get this done. An undertaking of this magnitude cannot be done in partisan terms. I was really struck by the president's quotations in the speech. He quoted Franklin Roosevelt once. He referred to freedom from fear, a famous Roosevelt quote. And for every single proposal that might actually balance the Social Security trust fund problem, that is, cutting retirement benefits or raising the retirement age, that sort of thing, he cited a Democrat, not one who is currently in Congress, unfortunately, as supporting it, a former congressman, former President Clinton, former Senator John Breaux, the late Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. So he's trying to make this bipartisan, but the current Democrats who actually hold office are not letting him.
A lot of the discussion over this centers on the math on when and whether the Social Security system will run out of money. When the president gave his figures last night, you could actually hear Democrats in the audience groaning.
By the year 2042, the entire system would be exhausted and bankrupt. If steps are not taken to avert that outcome, the only solutions would be dramatically higher taxes, massive new borrowing, or sudden and severe cuts in Social Security benefits or other government programs.
I haven't heard groans like that in a State of the Union speech ever. Is this debate just going to be settled with math?
Well, the math is enormously important, Alex. The reason those guys are groaning is this is a very pivotal question, this question of whether Social Security is going down the tubes anyway. What the president needs to do is to convince you that you're already not going to get the Social Security status quo. That money will not be there for you because the program will go bankrupt. If he can do that, then your resistance to change will be lower because you'll say, hey, look, I'm already not going to get the status quo, therefore let's change somehow so I can get some money out. What the Democrats want to do is make you believe that the program is solvent or can be made solvent fairly easily so that the president will look like he is basically trying to take away your Social Security. If the Democrats can do that, the president loses the debate.
Will, Social Security has been a winning issue for the Democrats for years. Anytime anyone tried to mess with it or play with it, it was just political death. What does it say to you that the president has made this his political priority?
Well, first, it makes very clear that he is a big risk taker. First, the Iraq War in his first term. In the second term, this enormous domestic undertaking, a huge political threat to himself. I think this is basically an admirable trait in a political leader. He's not just there to hold the office, which is what I thought when he got elected. He has surprised me and many other critics by really trying to do big, bold things. You may disagree with them, but he's really trying to accomplish something, to change things in office. I also think, however, that his reelection last year emboldened him to think that he's almost, you know, politically immortal, that nothing can kill him. I mean, think about it. He undertook the Iraq War. It did not go very well in the post-war. It didn't go certainly as well as he had hoped or advertised. The economy didn't really pick up much steam in 2004, but he got reelected anyway. So he wasn't really punished for the tax cut not working out as he had hoped, or for the war not working out as he had hoped. And the problem is, he's not going to be up for re-election in 2006. It's all those Republicans in Congress who will be. And if they're not persuaded that they're politically immortal too, then they're not going to support him in this very risky endeavor.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatan. He writes the Human Nature column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Will, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.